This is the city. Seattle, Washington. I work here. I'm a jock.
Tuesday, September 18th, my partner and I were working the afternoon shift. My partner is Sergeant Roger. My name's Captain Lockjock. Hello, Sarge.
Well, hello, Captain.
Hello.
Buenos tardes.
Let's check the police blotter.
Why not?
See what kind of caseload we have today.
Dateline, Iowa.
Iowa.
Iowa State Prison inmate Philip Savez.
Savez.
Got a bit of good news and some bad news.
What's the good news?
Recently, from the State Department of Corrections, well, the good news was he wouldn't have to serve any more time in solitary for making insolent remarks about the warden. In particular, his ethnic background.
And his mother.
And his mother, yes.
Well,
that's the good news.
What's the bad news?
Bad news is he gets to go back to his regular cell where he's spending two life terms. Good news and bad news, Rob. Well, and, of course, the... go ahead, I'm sorry.
What?
You have anything to add to that?
No, I'm just listening to this unusual story.
And the big question, another one here, big question in Toronto is, was Screwy Louie the man behind the mask or not?
Screwy Louie.
A Toronto judge says it's impossible to determine if a male stripper named of Screwy Louie was the man who performed a rather vulgar local nightclub act. Since the judge says impossible to determine it was him because the dancer wore a mask.
I would, too.
And besides throwing the morals case out of court, Judge Robert DeNapper said the dance was gross, repugnant, and ludicrous buffoonery.
A review.
It certainly is, yeah. Wonder if Gene Shalit could use that on today.
I'm sorry I missed that.
Me too.
Sounds like a great show. Gross and repugnant and
ludicrous buffoonery.
Well,
yeah.
That is an unusual story.
You got that right.
Here's a strange case out of Milwaukee. Home of famous beer. This report was filed by Police Blotter Agent Lindgren, who's on special assignment in Seattle. And this is bizarre,
ain't they
to
all?
Say the least. Charles V. Cunningham of Milwaukee was found by police after spending almost 2 days in an outdoor toilet.
This guy's going to have the blues.
Well, he already had the blues. I'm going to get to that. He was taken to Menominee Falls Community Hospital, suffering from exposure. The police say...
to what?
Well, you're not going to believe this. The police say he was trying to commit suicide in an outdoor toilet.
No, you're kidding me.
Cunningham was stuck in the toilet seat head first for 2 days.
Oh, no.
He told police that someone had stuffed him down the toilet, but later admitted he was just trying to commit suicide. Seems after Cunningham squeezed into the toilet through the hole, he couldn't get all the way through, nor could he get himself out. He was just stuck there in the toilet for 2 days. He was found after two children heard his cries for help. Help! Get this. This
no,
isn't all.
I can't believe it.
He was dressed only in some... He was dressed only in some women's undergarments. Police. Police.
You have got to be kidding me.
Police and park workers. Police and park workers got him out through a trap door in the rear of the outdoor toilet. None of the officers could remember a suicide attempt quite like this.
No kidding.
Police said he would not be charged with anything, but would have to spend the rest of his life trying to get their shoes clean.
I'm dying. Give me a break.
Well, Agent Lindgren, that's quite an unusual story.
And can you imagine the poor sucker that had to take him out?
Well, can you imagine the guy? That's,
Well, he was nuts to begin with.
He didn't die, but I'll bet he wish he would have.
Yeah, real bad.
That's about all the time we have.
Thank goodness.
For today. Be listening again for more exciting true life cases on Gary Lockwood's world famous.
World famous.
Police blotter.